to Merseyside Sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, it's Black Friday, quite aptly. Let's talk with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo about Everton's performance last night. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, look, you feel it can't get any. You feel it can't get any lower, can you? I mean, it is almost laughable now, isn't it?
It is. It's laughable. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. It's every word out there that you can think of to symbolise Everton at the moment. Throw it in there because it was a little disgrace last night. What happened? The players weren't playing for the manager. The manager doesn't know whether he's coming or going. And I just felt yesterday that was one of the biggest final straws in the game, that something needs to happen drastically. And I'm saying it's got to happen before Southampton. I know it's too late because the players have already had training sessions under Unsworth, but something has got to change quickly because that can't go on last night. You can see 5 goals against a team that hasn't won away all season. And I'm not being funny, Steve. The crowd spoke volumes for itself. It was absolutely deserted. Mm. And especially at the end, I went out to do fan camp and they weren't a fan on the street to Goodison Road. It was empty, it was deserted. The fans have given up, the players have given up, and something needs to change drastically.
What was that attendance last night, Tony?
17,000, Steve. It's the second lowest European home attendance in Everton's history.
Stayed away, didn't want to watch it. I mean, it was a dead rubber, wasn't it, anyway?
Oh,
but but it was very telling.
It was, Steve, and you can't blame the fans for staying away. It was a cold night. Obviously, there was crowd trouble before the game, and you can't blame the fans at all for not turning up in a dead rubber. There was a couple of kids throwing out, which you felt sorry for. They shouldn't be interacting with this type of performance. But in the main, and I said it when Ronald came in with Sack, Steve. I came on here 4 weeks ago, and I said nothing will change, regardless of whether the manager who's on £6 million a year has been sacked or not, and nothing has changed. In fact, there's an argument to say it's got a lot worse. But there's no manager out there in world football that could do any better than what Koeman and that Unsworth could do. Because the players just aren't there yet. We spent a lot of money and we came on here every single week and we say the same thing. There's no centre forward. The players have got no stability in the team because you don't know who the manager is. And in any working environment, Steve, it doesn't matter if you're playing football, if you're working in a shop or working in an office. If you don't know whether you're coming or going in there, results are going to happen and the performances are going to happen. I just think that stability is needed in the Everton team because there's players out there, and Unsworth said it on record yesterday, said there's players up there who were coming to me saying, why aren't I in the team? Why aren't I in the team? Well, yesterday he found out why they're not in the team because they simply aren't performing.
I mean, he made those comments after the match where he said, I told the players, show me that you're worth a place at the weekend. And he said, very few pass that test. That's a damning indictment of actually how much they're playing for him, isn't it?
But it's a damning indictment from what they think of Everton at the moment because they know fully quite well that Unsworth isn't going to be the manager. I know it's not professional, and I know me personally, if I was playing for Everton, I wouldn't be thinking like that. But there's professional footballers out there that haven't got any slight imagination about playing for Everton. They're just coming here for the money. And David Unsworth telling them tactics and what to do. And they're probably thinking in that dressing room, Steve, you're not going to be here next week, so why should I be interested in listening to you? And that's what the fear is, that the players don't know whether the manager is coming or going. And that's the trouble, Steve. If Everton were to come out with a statement saying, by the way, Unsworth's in charge from now till Christmas, deal with it. At least the players then can have some kind of stability on who's in charge of the football club. Because there's nothing. You don't know what's happening from one day to the next. And that's the trouble. The fans don't know. The players don't know. And that's the whole top and bottom of it. And I looked at it yesterday, Steve. And I know there was a lot of... Everyone said, when Unsworth's going to come in, he's going to put a smile on the faces and he'll get them playing. Well, I'm sorry. I just haven't seen it. Well, since Unsworth's taken charge, Everton have conceded 16 goals in 6 matches. Since Koeman was sacked, 2 against Chelsea, there was 2 against Leicester, 3 against Lyon, 2 Watford, 2 last week against Palace, and 5 against Atlanta last night. There's no striker, there's no stability, there's no manager, and that's what's going to happen. There's no results, and I feel sorry for the Everton supporters that turned up yesterday. There was probably, 13,000 of them, 4,000 Atlanta fans, and then 13,000... He may as well stay home and watch the Amherst celebrity because it was just, I felt so, so sorry for them. In a cold winter's night, having to watch that, it was damning that.
Is that Everton's worst ever European defeat?
It is at home. It is indeed at home, yeah. It was just... I looked at it yesterday, and it was one of the worst I've ever seen. And I listened to Steve. I grew up watching Everton on the elevation fights and staying up on the last day of the season. That yesterday was right up there in the top five. I couldn't. There was no shape. There was no formation. There was just players running around. And I think Hunsworth went on record yesterday. He said that there's players I'm asking to run a bit further, but they can't. And there's a difference between you can't and you won't. And there's players that won't and there's players that can't. And when you're singling out players like that, it's a shaky ground. And for the first time yesterday, Unsworth came out and criticised his players. And he's going to need reaction from them on Sunday because they've got a massive game against Southampton.
Well, it's going to rekindle the doom mongers, this, isn't it? The ones who were talking about relegation, there were others, perhaps like myself, who said in recent weeks, well, they're not going to go down, they're too good to go down. Nothing's a certainty, is it? Because Everton haven't managed to find a way to turn that all-important corner.
No, they haven't, Steve. And I look at the only difference in Unsworth, they got a point, he beats Watford, and he got a point against Crystal Palace. But the only difference is Unsworth playing a lot more easier games than what Longfield has towards the end of his tenure at Everton. Now, obviously, he got the backside smacked by Arsenal 5-2 under Ronald Koeman. That was his last game. But since then, Unsworth had pretty winnable games since, hasn't he? When you look at a record between Watford and Crystal Palace and Leicester, and winnable games for him, do you know what I mean? I just feel as if we're going into this match on Sunday where they have to get something. I'm looking at Southampton's record this season at home. Now, on paper, if you're looking at Southampton versus Everton, it's the worst home record in the division against the worst away record in the division. Mm. So good luck if you're having a bet in this one, because I don't know why Sky are putting this on the television, because if for a neutral, you wouldn't be staying in to watch this, would you?
No, but you can see now there's a lot of conversation about it. In terms of Farhad Moshiri, has he escaped the criticism so far? There's an absolutely bang-on piece by Matt Dickinson in the Times today. Moshiri is the latest rich owner to struggle with his new toy. The simple answer is the familiar teething problems of football club ownership. Everton are definitely not Queen's Park Rangers, but seeing Moshiri reminds me a little bit of the early years of Tony Fernandez at QPR, promising the world, including a new stadium, global ambitions, but delivering expensive mistakes and taking charge of key matters, matters where owners become hands-on over key decisions, like trying to appoint managers. Farhad Moshiri, is it a plaything for him?
I don't think it is, Steve, because, he's a businessman, and he obviously, first thing and foremost, he wants to make money. Now, if he wanted to make money, he would have stayed on Arsenal's board and just taken the money every single home match because he was making a sizable profit. Now, he came to Everton because he wanted his own piece of the pie. He wanted to have a dictation on what happens in the football club, etc., because he didn't have that at Arsenal. And I just look at it now, Stephen, thinking, yeah, he's promised the stadium, and there was a huge development in that yesterday. There was a lot of scepticism in it and a lot of pie in the sky, and Everton fans were a bit weary because we hadn't heard from any news from the stadium at all. But the contracts were exchanged yesterday, and the stadium is happening. So I think on that front, over the last, 20 years, Everton have had three frail ground moves now. This is the one now where, it's concrete. Contracts have been changed with the council and Peel Holdings, and that is now done. So, listen, on the stadium front, I think he's allowed him some green there. But I'm looking at it now on the playing side, Steve, and I'm thinking, on the manager front, he was quick sacking Roberto Martinez. He was quick sacking Ronald Koeman. Hunsworth hasn't changed. That's where he needs to pipe up here, and he's got to do something, because Everton have flirted with a lot of managers over the last, 4 or 5 weeks since Ronald Koeman was sacked, and nothing has materialised. The list is absolutely endless. I haven't seen a market fluctuate so much in the betting ring when it comes to a manager's job at a football club, Steve. I haven't. And that just goes to show if the bookies haven't got a clue, then the Everton board haven't got a clue. Because that, to me, you've seen Sean Dyche, Sam Allardyce, Eddie Howe, Simeone. The list goes on and on and on. You know, I've got Marco Silva, David Unsworth. Yeah, and I've never seen it fluctuate so much. So the longer it goes on, the more you basically haven't got a clue. But you have to do something. I don't care who it is. If you're going to have to get Sean Dyche to try and shorten things up in January and get a centre forward, fine, I'm happy with that. But you need to do something desperately. The Farhad Moshiri one, I look at it now, Stephen. Do you know what he reminds you of? Everton are like that last man stands in the nightclub, aren't they? At 2 o'clock in the morning, lots of money, flirting with all kinds of women. And that's what it reminds you of. But every woman out there has got a fella. Something to suck. And that's what they remind you of. They're struggling at the moment. He needs to do something.
Is Farhad calling all the shots himself, though? Yeah, you said that the board. Is it the board or is it Farhad who is leading the managerial hunt himself?
Yes, it's Farhad Nasheed. No question about it. He's the money man. He makes the decisions. And he is the one responsible for employing this next manager. He was the one responsible for Hedlunds and Ronald Koeman from Southampton. He was the man responsible for sacking him. And now he's responsible for hiring this manager's job. So all responsibility is on him. Listen, what he's done, it's cost him a few quid on all the signings he's done in the summer. That's all gone. Because Romelu Lukaku was sold for 90 million. Yes, he spent 140. But don't forget, he sat and he's paid Everton's debt off, etc. So he spent a few bob at Everton. You can't question any of the off the pitch antics from him. It's on the pitch where it's a bit questionable at the moment. And the manager's role is crucial. And it needs sorting out ASAP.
Right, give us some odds for the weekend, Tony.
Oh, Jesus, Steve. It's Southampton versus Everton, as I've just touched on there. Worst home records in the division, Southampton, against the worst away record in the division, Everton. So good luck if you're having a bet in this one. Now, Southampton's home record is one of the worst, as I've just touched on. That's 2 wins from 13, and those 2 wins for Southampton came against West Brom and West Ham. The worst stat of all for Saints fans is that they failed to score a single goal at home in 10 of their last 13 matches, believe it or not. So it's not going to be one for taping on your Sky Plus on Sunday. Now, Everton's last 10 away matches reached 70 feet, 3 draws. I'm really struggling to find the selection in this one, Steve. I really am. If it was having to have a bet, if someone put a gun to me, I'd say a 9-1 Leighton Baines anytime scorer. Seen as though we scored 2 in the last 2 matches, penalties against Crystal Palace and Watford.
Right, OK. What about Liverpool with Chelsea?
Liverpool, Chelsea briefly. Liverpool 11-10, Chelsea 9-4. Liverpool won 4 of the last 5, Chelsea won 6 of the last 7. It's very difficult to call this one, Steve. Liverpool unbeaten in their last 5 meetings against Chelsea, believe it or not. But saying that, Chelsea haven't lost any of their last 5 visits to Anfield. But the both teams to score bet has been successful in 11 of the last 12 Liverpool versus Chelsea meetings. So I'd imagine it'll be very popular amongst the betting pundits this weekend. Now, my bet in this one is the inform Eden Hazard to score in any time. It's 9-4 and he scored in 5 matches against Liverpool. So I'm going to go with Eden Hazard any time scorer at 9-4.
Okay, you can see a very angry looking Tony Scott on YouTube later, Scotty Betts TV. Have a good day, pal. Thank you.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.